And now it's time for Rachel Mealy with World of News. Hi again, Rachel.
Hi, Geraldine. Well, it's been another day and another foreign leader for Boris Johnson as he's continued his swing through Europe to try to broker an outcome on Brexit that suits all sides. But he's not getting much love from the continent. Boris Johnson has now met Emmanuel Macron in Paris after yesterday meeting German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The French president told Prime Minister Boris Johnson that there was not enough time to wholly rewrite Britain's Brexit divorce deal before the October 31st deadline. Macron did leave the door open slightly to Britain seeking a solution to the Irish backstop, but said any alternative must respect both the integrity of the EU single market and stability in Ireland.
No country in the European Union can negotiate or renegotiate this agreement. The key elements of this agreement, including the Irish backstop, are not just technical constraints or legal issues, but some genuine guarantees to preserve stability in Ireland and the integrity of the single market, which is the foundation of the European project. This is all part of what was negotiated by the UK and the EU.
The backstop, which is opposed by Mr Johnson, aims to prevent a hard border in Ireland after Brexit. But Mr Johnson continues to show positivity in the face of the naysayers.
And I know that with energy and with creativity and application, we can find a way forward for all our businesses and our citizens.
And in a move, Geraldine, that will irk the French nation, there's footage this morning of Boris Johnson sitting down for talks with Emmanuel Macron and putting his foot up on a coffee table.
Oh, he didn't.
He was making a joke with the press photographers, and even though his foot was only there for a split second, it's caused a bit of an international incident. I thought you'd be amused by this. He's been labelled rude and embarrassing and accused of manspreading inside the Elysee. So you can imagine the French press having a party with this, and the photo, of course, splashed everywhere. I'll move on to Hong Kong now. Hong Kong banks published a full-page newspaper ad calling for law and order in the Chinese-ruled city, and international jewellers sought the rescheduling of a huge trade fair as weeks of pro-democracy protests showed no sign of let-up. HSBC and Standard Chartered and the Bank of East Asia all urged the restoration of order in the former British colony, which returned to Chinese rule in 1997. Oppose violence, restore social order, safeguard Hong Kong's status as an international financial centre, Standard Chartered said in its advertisement. Ukraine's president backed leading European powers on Thursday in opposing the readmission of Russia to the Group of Seven advanced economies, saying Moscow still occupied Crimea and was frustrating peace in eastern Ukraine. US President Donald Trump said earlier in the week it would be appropriate to have Russia rejoin what used to be the G8. France will host a meeting of G7 leaders this weekend. But Germany, France, Britain, all G7 members quickly rebuffed President Trump, noting that Russia was excluded after it annexed Ukraine's Crimea and then backed an anti-Kiev rebellion in the industrial region of Donbass in eastern Ukraine. And a new type of microscope has been developed in Britain that can create a video file of the inner workings of cells inside the human body. By stitching together thousands of images, researchers are able to create videos showing, for example, how the flu virus infects us. Leslie Calder, a flu researcher at the Francis Crick Institute in London, says the technology is transforming her work.
It's certainly a huge step forward in being able to really see what's going on within structures. Before, you had to either cut them into slices or just see the outside of. Now we can see the whole object.
Fascinating development there, Geraldine.
We may, and I might try to raise that with Jonathan Webb when he comes in later for science. Thank you, Rachel.